Good morning. This is Pep Talks, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I am here this morning with Todd Thompson, who is the president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Meg.
I just have to thank you right off the bat for coming in on a vacation day to hang out with me on Pep Talk. I really appreciate it because you could have slept in this morning. You're a busy fella. Well, I'm really, really glad that you're here, and we certainly have plenty to talk about when it comes to the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. So much going on in the community right now. So where do you want to start, sir?
We have our Women in Business Coffee. This is something we do every other month, the last Friday. And this month, we're focusing on women who welcome. So we'll be talking about tourism and have some of our friends. So we have Nicole Stacy from Visit Pensacola, and we have Robbie Schrock from Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Excellent.
And Diane Graff, who works in the hospitality industry. They'll be talking about their journeys and how they got involved and what they do and everything that's going on in the tourism industry. Unfortunately, if you wanted to be... part of it, we are already sold out.
I'm not surprised.
It always sells out early. So, but that'll be this Friday. We have some great PJ's coffee. Yeah, it's going to be a great conversation.
When do y'all typically announce your speakers for that?
So that we usually do it, you know, the same month, early in the month, you know, give it a few weeks advance notice. So, people will know what the topic will be.
So I'm thinking what we need to do if you want to keep abreast of what's happening is get on your email list.
Yeah, so that's one of the great ways. So you can email us at news@pensacolachamber.com. And this is for anyone. You don't have to be a chamber member to be on our email distribution list. So, yeah, news@pensacolachamber.com, and you'll get all of our email updates, what's going on, what events are happening. So, yeah. You just send it to us.
Okay, that sounds good. So that's the women's luncheon?
It's a coffee, so it's first thing, 8 o'clock for networking. Program starts around 8:30 at the chamber.
Well, you couldn't have two better presenters at that event with Nicole and with Robbie, because the two of them together, when I think of the experience they have in the hospitality business, I think I saw something recently. I didn't realize that Robbie has been at Santa Rosa Island Authority 15 years plus, maybe 17 years, that, or 19, a lot of time. And then Nicole, who's been with Visit Pensacola for a long time, and prior to that was president and CEO at the Pensacola Beach Chamber.
Yeah.
So between the two of them, quite a lot of knowledge about our community and the evolution of events and the things that have happened. I would love to come to that, but I'll be here.
Yeah.
So that should be great. What else is on the... on the plate?
Yeah, so next Wednesday at the Chamber, we have Chamber 101. So this is a class we do pretty regularly for new members, or if you're a current Chamber member and maybe you haven't taken advantage of all the activities and things that we're doing, you know, come check it out. You get to meet the staff, learn about everyone's roles and how you can be involved with everything we're doing in the chamber. So we ask that you register. This is free. Just to give us an idea of how many people are coming. But
what time is that one again?
That's 8:30 Wednesday morning. So again, that'll be at the chamber office.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. And, you know, speaking of long-term folks, Willa Licata usually handles that, doesn't she? She's usually one of the involved with that particular event.
Oh, we have the entire staff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, you get to meet everyone, and they'll discuss their role and what they do and how you can, you know, if you need certain services from them, how they can support you. So, yeah, Willa goes over the membership portion and everything that is involved with that. But yeah, so it's always a good opportunity to kind of delve into everything that we're doing and get the full benefit. You know, my cheesy little analogy is like it's like joining the gym. Join the gym, you get excited, you tell everybody, but if you don't use it, you don't get the benefits.
That's right. So it's the same. That's right. I don't think that's cheesy at all. In fact, I will support you in that analogy, sir. And it's true. And I think sometimes it isn't that you're choosing not to do something. I'm just not sure people realize, I mean, until I got into the chamber world, I had no idea how much a small business could benefit from that membership. You have all kinds of things going on all the time, but also the one-on-one help you can get and the business advisory, and then you have the connections. So if someone's experiencing business issues, you could call the chamber and say, hey, have you got anybody that's a member that could help me out with this?
Right.
The connections are so valuable.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we call this the chamber connection, and, mm-hmm. you know.
That's right. I should mention that more, that this is the Pensacola Chamber Connection
show. Right, right. And every other Tuesday and Thursday, so this Tuesday and Thursday, we have Chamber Connect, which is it's lunchtime networking. So that's also at the Chamber, 11:30 to 1. There's always a sponsor who provides lunch, and they get, you know, they get the prime speaking spot. But there's an educational component to it for networking, and everybody gets an opportunity to do their business pitch as well. So it's another great way for folks to connect. And then next Friday, we'll have our Good Morning Pensacola breakfast for June.
Oh, I love the breakfast.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's always fun.
That's always a fun one. So that'll be next Friday, June 5th at Scenic Hills Country Club. Doors open at 7:30. Program begins around 8:00. And Baptist Healthcare is the sponsor.
That's a good one.
We'll get to hear the latest and greatest from our friends from Baptist. And we always recommend you go to PensacolaChamber.com and register just to make sure you get on the list. Sometimes, you know, it sells out before the day of.
That's true. Because
we don't want to leave anybody out.
Yeah, but it's 100 people, so it's a good group. What is the price of the ticket for that?
It's I think it's 20 for a member, 25 for a non-member.
There you go. Yeah. So you could come and check things out. You don't have to necessarily be a member, but you have to make a reservation.
Yeah, we do want you to, you know, let us know. And we do provide that opportunity if you haven't been to a Good Morning Pensacola or another event, you know, as a non-member, to check it out and see what it's, you know, see the benefits and how you can fit in as a chamber member. As a new member, you get opportunity to come up and do your elevator pitch,
right?
You know, 30-second elevator pitch. So
another
great opportunity to get out there and get your name in front of folks.
Absolutely. And you typically have, in addition to the sponsor, you also have a speaker usually that does a presentation. Is that correct?
So typically the sponsor does the presentation.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we'll hear the latest that Baptist has going.
I see. Okay.
So we've had a few in the past that wanted to sponsor and then said, you know, y'all find a keynote speaker. So we've done that, but that's pretty rare.
Okay.
It's pretty typical that whoever's sponsoring, you know, they want to get out there and give information about their latest activities and how people can get involved with them and that sort of thing.
And you have some fun things too, don't you? Have some door prizes?
Oh, we do a lot of door prizes.
Don't leave those out.
Yeah, yeah, lots of the door prizes. we recognize a nonprofit of the month.
There you go.
And a small business of the month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, it's a good time. It's a sit down, you know, breakfast buffet, but there's awfully good networking and opportunities to connect with folks.
Well, I just have to throw it. It's just fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Really is.
Yeah.
And it's a great excuse. You can go and tell your boss, I've got an important chamber meeting.
Right.
And then it's true. You're telling that.
It's good.
But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost the end of May.
Right.
And then we're into June. And before we know it, July 4th is right around the corner.
Yeah. So we, once again, are working with our friends at Pensacola Young Professionals to put on the 4th of July fireworks spectacular in downtown Pensacola. So, that it's going to be interesting this year because it's on a Saturday.
Yay.
And so, it'd be more of kind of feel like the weekend, so they're maybe some additional events. We'll see. But yeah, we'll be down at Bayfront Parkway. So we want to give a shout out. We just had a title sponsor of Coke here in Pensacola.
Our
title sponsor. So
congratulations.
Yeah,
that's
big shout out
important
to them.
Because, by the way, these fireworks are not in it. They are expensive.
Yeah.
The price has gone up just like everything else.
Right, so that's great
to hear.
So we appreciate Escambia County. They provide a grant that helps with expenses. But like you said, things are getting more expensive.
So that's great.
We get Coke. And then Pentair is our red, white, and blue sponsor. So
great.
We do have sponsorship opportunities still available. So if you want to get your business recognized as being a part of the 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular, reach out to us at the Chamber, 475-4999. And we can get you more information about that. But, there'll be a flurry of activity leading up to July 4th. And we've got a website, PensacolaFireworks.com.
Cool.
So you can find out the full slate of events. And also we have the opportunity, if you have a food truck or if you want to set up a vendor table, you can go to PensacolaChamber.com and get signed up for that. It's $260.
Ooh, that's a great price, because when you think about when I think about how many people will be there on a Saturday
right.
for the 250th celebration 4th of July fireworks in downtown Pensacola.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people do you typically get? Do you know? Do y'all ever get the
numbers?
It's
tens of thousands.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of people.
Yeah, and with the new Palafox, did you see it? It looks beautiful.
Yeah. So it was there on Friday. For the ribbon cutting and, walked around Friday, went Saturday morning as well just to check out the market and see what the turnout would be like, which was amazing. It was a beautiful Chamber of Commerce day, Saturday, at least.
Yes.
And so, enjoyed that and just seeing the new amenities and how beautiful it looks and, it's more walkable. Mm-hmm. It's better, more ADA compliant. So, I think it's just a big win for downtown.
Well, it's going to make a big difference for handling the crowds for the 4th of July.
That'll definitely help.
And what's that website again?
PensacolaFireworks.com.
Okay, PensacolaFireworks.com. But it's not too late to sponsor.
Right.
Just think about
sponsor.
The exposure you're going to get on that event. It's probably the most you would ever get.
Yeah. I mean, there'll be a lot of, and you can go and see those benefits. And, we're happy to talk to you about that as well. But, check out the website and you can learn more there.
Okay, we're talking with Todd Thompson. He is the president and CEO. This is the Pensacola Chamber Connection on Pep Talk. If you have a question or comment for Todd, he's here. He's the expert on the chamber, no doubt about that. And the number to text in would be 850-437-1620. I'm getting excited about 4th of July.
Yeah.
I really am. And, of course, I got to throw in my plug to say that there will be fireworks on the beach as well simultaneously.
Right.
They've done now the last several years, which I just think is really cool.
big shout out to Cat Country.
Everyone
here that makes that simulcast happen with the music.
Which is so cool.
It's amazing. So, it's a team effort. Got a lot of folks involved. And, just looking forward.
It's one of my favorite things that we do here on the beach in Pensacola.
Yeah. No,
it's really fun.
It's great.
Okay, so we got that on the calendar. We're trying to get the sponsorships in. And we've got plenty of the connections, a lot of things to get connected.
Yeah. One other event, we just got this set up because this legislative session, if you've been following it, has been kind of crazy.
Interesting is a good word, in quotes.
things are coming together with the budget, and they should wrap up with that this week. So on Thursday, June 18th, we will have our legislative wrap-up lunch.
Excellent.
That'll be at Marcus Point Baptist Church. And we'll feature some of our lobbyist friends from Gray Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
So they bring a team of folks over every year to kind of tell us what happened, what the impacts will be, talk about some of the key priorities that we had from the chamber in Northwest Florida. So, again, you can go to our website, PensacolaChamber.com, to register for that. But always a great event, always lots of information, and obviously – with this year, so many things happening, and we still don't know what's going to happen with the property tax.
That was one of the questions. Right, yeah, that was a big question mark.
Yeah.
And I'm sure everybody's waiting to hear about that. There's quite a few things that would have an impact
on
businesses, no doubt.
Yeah. So so sign up for that. That'll be – it's always a great event. And we just didn't know when to to get it scheduled because there was so many
– some delays.
Moving parts, mm-hmm. And it looks like they finally got it worked out. Again, go to PensacolaChamber.com.
And what's the date again?
Thursday, June 18th.
Okay. Mark your calendars now and get signed up for that. Yes. Is there a fee for that as well?
Oh, yeah.
It's a luncheon,
it's
right?
A lunch. Yeah. There's a charge.
Okay. Yeah. I'd like to go to that. I'm going to have to get a spot late because
right.
I just like to stay informed on what's happening.
Yeah.
And it's a lot
you guys
to
typically get a table. So
okay.
Make
good.
Sure you get your spot.
I'll just have to bolt out of here early so I can get there.
Right.
Well, I'm always impressed with what the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce does for our community. Todd, you do an amazing job. I mean, there's a lot to consider, a lot to keep up with, so many different political topics, and I think it's great that you have increased your advocacy role. That's been the theme of this year, correct?
Yeah, so advocacy in action is our theme for 2026, and we spoke up last week on the Children's Trust issue that was in front of the County Commission, and that mm-hmm. turned out how we wanted it.
So which is great, because you have an influence.
Yeah, I think so.
How many business members do you have now with the Chamber?
So we're over 1,000.
So that you're giving those 1,000 members a voice.
Yeah.
Which I think is great.
Yeah, it's important. And mm-hmm. other issues will be coming up. The Bay Center is still out there. It looks like there's been some movement, but we still don't know exactly what that's going to look like. So we're keeping an eye on that.
Mm-hmm.
And, we'll see what happens with the property tax discussion. Our stance before session was that if there is a property tax cut put on the ballot, that, that the state doesn't try to make up that lost revenue with the increase on business taxes.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to pay Peter, rob Peter, pay Paul, whatever the expression is. How's that all going to balance out?
Unfortunately, the expenses don't go away.
Right, right.
I mean, some of the things that that property tax is used for. So
right.
It'll be interesting to see how all of that plays out sure.
Yeah, the local impact. We've also endorsed, and we'll have some more conversation on this as we get closer to November, but we endorse the local option sales tax, Penny for Progress, mm-hmm. LOST. This has been approved, I think, 4 times before. It's a penny that goes to local infrastructure projects. So, roads, bridges, mm-hmm. flooding and stormwater,
mm-hmm.
All these types of things that are needed. And, this it's a sales tax, so it's paid by people who also, visit. So
right.
we pay for it as locals, but, a lot of folks who visit also pay this, so it helps. And it's like $50 million plus a year
mm-hmm.
That goes to infrastructure. So you're talking about, $500 million over a 10-year period, because that's how long the extension would be.
Wow.
That's a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
and we need it. We're growing, and if we're going to grow well and smartly, then we need to have these additional dollars. So, like I said, this will be on the November ballot,
mm-hmm.
so more to come in the future. But at least, talking about advocacy and the things that we're involved with, that's one that our board has endorsed, and
mm-hmm.
we'll have more activity on that as we get into the fall.
I'm kind of curious, because I don't know the answer to this question, but do you have a governmental affairs committee, or do you have a way for members that do have some thoughts on these things or maybe would be directly affected by some of the things that you're looking at? Who would they go to, or how could they get involved to let you know what their thoughts
are? Yeah, so we do have an advocacy committee, so we meet once a month.
There you go.
And you can reach out to me to get more information if you want to get engaged.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great group of folks who some are, engaged here locally. Some are in Tallahassee. They go back and forth
great.
To Tallahassee during sessions. So they have their ear to the ground on what's happening over there. But some smart people that help guide us and make these recommendations. But Yeah, reach out if you're interested, and we'll give you the information.
Excellent. Well, it's always a great way to get involved. And sometimes as a business owner, you get frustrated because you have very strong opinions maybe about some of these topics, but don't have anywhere to express them.
Yeah, and it's also hard because if you're a small business person, you're running your business.
Correct.
You know, and you know, maybe you're interested in one of these issues, but you just don't have the time to go to the meetings or, you know, get your voice heard. So that's what we try to do at the Chamber as a part of, standing up for the business community.
Well, I think it's an important role that you have for sure. Yeah,
thank you.
Talking with Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, and this is the Pensacola Chamber Connection. And thank you for reminding me of the title of the show this morning.
Hey, it's a holiday.
It is a holiday. Anything, we've got a few minutes left here, anything you haven't mentioned, or do you want to recap anything that's coming up, or...
Yeah, again, next week, if you're a new Chamber member, we have Chamber 101 Wednesday morning at 8:30 at the Chamber. We have our Good Morning Pensacola breakfast next Friday at Scenic Hills Country Club, with Baptist Healthcare as the sponsor. Our legislative wrap-up lunch will be Thursday, June 18th at Marcus Point Baptist Church. And you can go to PensacolaChamber.com to get all this information. We have two separate calendars on our website. We have a chamber calendar that has all of our events, and then we have a community calendar, which if you're a member of the chamber, you can put your community event on there, anything from, you know, a celebration to a sale to anything that you might be involved with, or, you know, if you're with a nonprofit, it's a member chamber, you can put your event on
which
there.
Which is great.
And it's our most visited page. So it's, highly recommend as a member. But you have to be a member of the chamber to post on there. But, you know, again, you can check out everything that's happened in our community. Is always so much. You can go there.
I like being on the mailing list because you send a letter out on Mondays.
Right.
Kind of an update of things. And then there's also an e-newsletter that goes out every week. And that membership on that's what, 5,000 people subscribe to that?
Yeah. So, member news that goes out on Friday. You know, again, as a member, you get to post your announcements, your sales, your activities. Those get on that email blast that goes every Friday. So, again, you have to be a member. And that's, another great way to get the word out.
Wow. I'm surprised you're here today. You're practically working today. This has become a work day for you.
You've got a lot
on your plate right now.
Yeah, but it's fun.
And it's
we're having a good time.
Yeah, well, chamber work can be really satisfying and very rewarding.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of fun. You sure do meet a lot of people.
Yeah, that's really one of the cool things about it. Get to be involved with all aspects of the community and what's happening. And, like you said, meet a lot of great people.
You also play a role, too, when things that maybe don't go so well, as we're coming around the corner here, we have the H season coming our way.
Yeah.
And so you do play a critical role. You and I have been at rehearsals at the EOC together because you're there when something happens. If we do get called to action, you're there representing. And how does that work? Because I think that'd be important for people to know that you do have a role.
Yeah, so if there is a hurricane or an event like that, then we have a seat at what's called the ESF 18 table, essential support function. This is a state, mandated kind of a hierarchy that is put in place. So if a storm happens, then the county administrator is the emergency. He is kind of in charge of the entire operation. And then we've got a number of different folks, they're involved, engaged. But I represent the business community during that and serve as that conduit to the elected officials and people who are on the ground working.
Yeah, it's an important role. So we'll talk about more of that on the next Pensacola Chamber Connection. What's that website again, Todd?
PensacolaChamber.com.
Everything we talked about is there, so check it out. Get signed up now for all the exciting events.
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming in on this Memorial Day. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Meg.